Today's episode is brought to you by Emco Beauty. Affordable, luxe for less, and cruelty-free beauty with every product under $50. Amazing, right?
We don't have time for this. We'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land where we make this podcast, the Garigal and the Gayamagal people. We pay our respects to all First Nation elders, past, present, and emerging.
Hey, bestie.
Do you know what I don't have time for?
Oh my god, I love this podcast so much, you guys.
Hey, best. Hi, Jim. Hey, Jim.
Do you know what I don't have time for this week?
Imposter syndrome.
I love support.
What do I do with that?
Thank you.
Hello. Welcome to Bestie Hotline.
Bring, bring.
I'm your host, Kate Reeves.
And I'm Gemma Peanut.
And she's my bestie. She's my bestie on a Friday.
Oh, stop it.
Before we get into our Bestie Hotline today, Gem, we have to remind the DLs, our beautiful bestie community, that this Sunday night is the last night that you can be in the draw to come to our golden ticket lunch.
We are so excited, DLs. We've been little rodents in the background getting everything prepped for this girl's lunch. It's going to be epic.
There will be no rodents at the lunch.
Can confirm, no rodents. Actually, beautiful venue, beautiful menu.
Beautiful food, fun company. There'll be no surface chat. We'll go deep.
Blowjobs in the bathtub. That's where we're heading,
guys. You're
not
getting blowjobs in the bathtub. We're not giving out blowjobs. Oh, wow. Okay, we might need to start this all again. No, guys, if you have no idea what we're talking about.
Yeah, if we're speaking a foreign alien language to you.
We are drawing out six of our beautiful DLs that are subscribers to come to Sydney and have a long girls' lunch. If you're already in Sydney, wonderful. It's in your neighbourhood. But we are taking six of you out for lunch and we are going to draw out those six people this Sunday night and you will get notified on Monday. If you have a golden ticket.
DLs, you've got to be in it to win it.
You do.
And as always, for those of you who are choosing to newly subscribe so that you can be in the draw for this, you will get access to the full back catalogue of D&M episodes. Just recently, Revs and I received a voice memo from one of our DLs and she said, quote, "So I'm not calling with a dilemma. I just wanted to call because I recently subscribed and now I'm like, why didn't I do it sooner? But I listened to your episode about alcohol and I feel really seen." And Revs and I were like, whoa, the ep about alcohol. That was like ep 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Anyway, there's a delicious back catalogue.
Yeah, there's a lot of content there for you if you want more of us in your ears. Anyway, you have to subscribe before Sunday to go in the golden ticket draw. So get a wriggle on.
Those who are already subscribed, you're automatically in the draw.
Already in the running.
Win-win. But on to today's dilemma.
Yes, we have dilemmas to solve. Yeah. We've got besties with problems.
Yeah, they're juicy dilemmas. They're throbbing. Ready to be plucked off the tree and squeezed. And let's see if the juice is worth it, Reb.
So much analogy.
So much.
A tall glass of analogy.
DL says, and I will preface this by saying this is a dilemma that was shared in our Facebook group by an anonymous DL.
Cool.
And I just thought it was so juicy and interesting. And it was a real, what would you do kind of question. So here she writes, quoted on the menu for lunch at my kids' daycare today, mixed sandwiches, lean ham and salads, chicken, cheese and lettuce, cheese and Vegemite. And then she's written, served at lunch at daycare today, cream cheese spread, table spread, processed cheese slices, chicken roll, Devon ham, tomato sauce. Then she proceeded to post a photo and it really is all of those things that she said. And what we are missing is the lean ham, fresh chicken, and there is not a piece of green food in sight. And they claimed that there was lettuce to be had.
Oh, yeah. Looks like our era at lunchtime.
Yeah, like Devon.
Devon tomato sauce sandwiches. Yeah, okay. Ooh-wee.
So, Rebsy, what would you do in this scenario?
So the dilemma is it was pitched as this healthy, balanced sandwich bar situation. Mm-hmm. And really it's just like a lunch from 1993, which
Correct.
Is room temperature, chicken roll and Devon, tomato sauce and a bit of mayo.
And the thing is, daycare, it ain't cheap.
It ain't cheap.
You know, and one of my favorite things about my daycare era, because I'm coming out of daycare era, was that lunch was served and my daycare always promoted a healthy lunch.
Yep. Okay.
So is this false advertising? Should we have a problem? problem with it? Should our DL do something about it? Would you call and mention it? The other thing our DL said was this is not an isolated incident. Right. So the bee in her bonnet is buzzing even harder.
Well, I was going to say, if this was a one-off, I'd probably let that one go through to the keeper because, you know, we all love a Devon sandwich every now and then. But if this is not an isolated incident, sounds like they've got some real good PR working on that daily menu.
Yeah, a lot of healthy word salad in their advert.
Pun intended.
Correct.
What would you do?
I know what I would do.
What would you do?
It might polarize people, but long-time listener DLs will know that food is not my forte.
No.
I cannot cook.
No.
I've made it my New Year's resolution several times and failed multiple times, and I've accepted it's something to do in my 40s.
Later me can worry about that one.
Correct. Look, I will say I'm on the fence because there's one part of me who's like, I'm a terrible cook. I need daycare to look after my kids' nutrition. And if they were kind of letting me down in that department, I'd be like, well, hang on, I need you guys. Hang on,
I don't want to take on this responsibility of nutrition for my children.
You guys need to have this shit sorted.
I have outsourced this. What the fuck?
But then the other part of me is like, would I care enough to reach out? I don't know if I would. You?
You said, I know what I would do. Waiting for that bit.
I wouldn't reach out.
You need to say that in a more podcast way rather than me reading your mind.
So in short, I don't think I would reach out.
You'd just let it go.
I think so.
You'd just quietly seethe in the background, maybe share it in your group chat, have a whinge in a Facebook group and then probably do nothing about it.
Yes. Mm. And it sounds like it's the kind of thing where it could fester within a group of parents who send their kids to that daycare.
Like, oh, you could class action.
Yeah, I think that you could plant the seed and go, hey, did you see the photo of the lunch?
Okay. Is the fear here for you that you'll be that parent?
I'm GP.
Okay, so now we're getting to the core of the issue. So you have an issue with it.
Mm.
Let's start there. Do you have an issue with it?
I'm trying to put myself in the DL's position here. Like, when she says this isn't an isolated incident, are we talking every day? Are we talking once a week where, you know, the product doesn't match the description?
It's like, this is what I ordered on Amazon. Yeah. This is what I got.
Yeah.
But would you care if this was an ongoing thing?
I would, but not enough to say something. You?
I think I would because I would do it in an email form.
Yep.
I would put the picture in an email and I would use very non-aggressive language, but I would be careful.
She'll be direct.
I would be direct, but I wouldn't be blamey or like this isn't good enough vibes.
And as always, Revsy, we want to hear what you'd write.
I would say, hi, Pamela. I wanted to bring something up as I've noticed it's not a one-off situation. Having seen the picture of lunch today, which looked delicious, however not that nutritious, I wanted to ask if you think this matches up to the description, and then I would quote the description.
Yeah.
I wouldn't hammer on about it and blah, 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 but then I would do one more line of like, I have noticed quite regularly that the kids are being served something that doesn't quite live up to the menu expectation.
Mm.
Wondered if you had any thoughts on this.
Great.
That's what I would say.
Mm.
I would kind of put it back on Pamela.
Yeah.
Poor Pamela. She's got a lot going on. I would be open like that, but direct like, come on, this isn't quite adding up.
You guys need to lift.
But also like, what do you reckon? Mm. I'd invite a conversation rather than be blamey and mad. Ad break.
Got to keep the lights on.
Hey, Jem, want to play a game?
Do I ever not want to play a game?
Okay. If you lost your makeup bag, what are the three MCO beauty products you would immediately repurchase?
Flawless Glow Luminous Skin Filter.
Okay. They didn't even hesitate.
Well, it's my first step. Primer, concealer in one.
And it creates that dewy finish that we love.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So number two would be the Super Glow Bronzing Drops.
Knew it. Called it.
I mean, I love the Sun-Kissed Bronze look, obviously, especially as we're going into the cooler months, Revsy.
It's so hydrating.
Yep. And my last pick would be
Extend Lash Mascara.
Ah, of course. My fave.
Well, it's everyone's favorite tubular mascara, actually.
So DLs, head into Chemist Warehouse, Woolworths, Big W, or jump online to mcobeauty.com to stock up on all of their cult faves.
And check out their new products today. Mm. I will say I'm surprised by your, I wouldn't get involved.
I wouldn't.
Because when we talk about schools and choosing schools, and this is just like daycare, one of the things that you always say to me is I love the idea that I would be able to go to the teachers if I had to discuss anything. And if I was paying for school, I would feel like I could
be the squeaky wheel.
Be the squeaky wheel to get my kid the oil.
And yet here's a scenario where you are paying top dollar.
Top dollar.
Yep.
For Devon. Mm. And you're like, I'm not going to be there. It's not going to be me who says anything.
I say this all the time, but my bark is louder than my bite, you know? No, I wouldn't, Rebsy, because I think I like to pick my battles.
Mm.
You know how I approach parenting my kids? It's kind of the same with institutions. It's not easy.
Yeah.
You know everyone's run off their feet. You know everyone's kind of trying their best. And I know people can argue this is not their best. They can do better. And yes, I absolutely agree with that.
Mm.
But for me, it feels like a lo-fi issue, I guess.
Yeah.
Because lean chicken and lettuce is definitely something I can manage for my kids at home.
Lean chicken, chicken the, roll. It's barely chicken.
I know. It's just the choice of language as well. Like, you've not done yourself any favors, that's Pamela.
Issue. That's the issue. And we have to be so clear about that. Mm. The issue is not that it's sandwiches.
No.
No one's sneezing at sandwiches. It does look a little sad and a little outdated. You know, a lot of daycares will sell their high fees on, but we have a chef designed menu of balanced nutritional meals. My sister gets updates all the time from her daycare saying, Tommy ate brown rice, lentil, dal, curry, and side of vegetables. And she's like, I call bullshit. He did not.
I don't call bullshit.
You don't?
Nope. I've had this exact argument with friend of the pod, Sim, where she was like, daycare claimed that Riley ate X, Y, and Z, but I just call bullshit. And I'm like, kids are different.
When they're not in front of you.
100p. We as parents think we know it all about our kids, but they thrive differently in different environments.
Yes.
And I truly believe in the pack mentality, a room full of 3.5, 4-year-olds sitting together at a table that is their size, mini chairs, mini cutlery as a crew. And
mini bowl of dal.
Mini bowl of
one
dal.
One spoon. And they're like, yep, he ate the whole bowl.
No, I just believe that kids do become more adventurous and willing in a group scenario. I think it's that mob mentality. I think there's a little bit of healthy peer pressure there.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think we should ever assume that we know every version of our kid in every scenario.
Agree.
Going back to the sandwich and not poo-pooing the sandwich, I want to say, looking at the photo, I'm all for the independence of a kid building their own sandwich.
Great. So, activity.
Yes. And I approve of that because the way, I know DLs can't see the photo and we'll definitely post it on our Instagram, I can see that the way all of the fake meat.
It's real meat.
Yeah.
It's just processed.
Processed cheese is laid out that, yes, it is a snacktivity. And I think that level of independence of a kid building their own sandwich, tick.
And they love it.
Totally.
It's like make your own pizza. They all just make margarita, but it's a process. But
yes.
They've got pretend freedom. Mm-hmm. They think they have autonomy.
100p. But Pamela has done herself a disservice by using language.
Using a professional copywriter to write up the menu, apparently.
Yes, the way she has used the language of lean ham and salads. There's definitely no salads anywhere in the photo.
Look, can I play devil's advocate for a second?
Yes, let's.
This is a single photo that has come up on the daycare app.
Mm.
Is there a possibility that at the other side of the table, that's where the salad currently was?
And do you know what? If I was Pamela and I was in a bind.
It was there. It was just out of frame. Oh, you know, you'd say it was.
I would.
You were in a bind.
Like, we've decided Pamela's dishonest.
Yeah, yeah. Pam's like, yeah, there was salad. It was just out of frame. Can't see it. That's a deep fake image. AI has made that. That was a disgruntled employee trying to undo my daycare empire. Not me.
Pamela.
Oh, Pammy, just come clean. Own it, Pam.
I also found it interesting that our DL noted tomato sauce.
The great parental divider. Do you allow sauce?
100p.
Same.
100p. Rafa will eat edamame with tomato sauce. She will dip cucumber in tomato sauce. And I'm like, you know what?
Sugared balanced cucumber.
It's fine. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Because the cucumber and it's the edamame
still going
beans,
in.
It's going in.
Yeah.
Again, pick your battles, you know. And just quickly, on the pick your battles front, because I don't want DLs to think I'm completely full of shit where I make big claims about doing things and then I don't. I guess with my experience of daycare, I have been the squeaky wheel before when it's a social issue where I felt that Rafa was getting bullied by another kid and I spoke to the teachers about just keeping an eye on her friendship circles or lack thereof at that time when she was 3 years old. So I guess that's what matters more to me. I can handle the food situation. But like I said, I am not a nutritionist.
Well,
by any stretch of the imag.
This is very timely for me because I've had to give myself a little bit of a like, kick up the butt in terms of what my kids are eating at the moment. And I actually got an email from my co-parent just saying like, hey, where are we at on food? Because I feel like we've kind of slipped off, you know, healthy and maybe we should discuss. Like my knee-jerk response was like, well, I don't, I feed them very. And then I was like, no, he's right. We really, you know, they're getting older. They're exerting a lot more energy. They're doing a lot more academic work. We do need to make sure that their nutrition is there. And I think daycare, it's easy to be like, well, they don't eat it anyway. You know, toddlers are fussy, preschoolers are fussy, and sometimes they don't always get full meals in. And it is very stressful nutrition. I think because my kids are older, it's like, no, now we really need to have a bit of a philosophy on what, how we get nutrition into them.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, especially when you're trying to get rid of food rules and any kind of issues around food, you don't want to have restrictions or bad foods or good foods and all those things. So that's my first point of call, is like, let's not give any disordered eating any airtime. But then, yes, they still need nutrition to function, sleep well, have good days at school, play sport, just be healthy, happy humans. And it is our job to get that nutrition into them. And I totally appreciate that for a lot of people, particularly with picky eaters, that daycare is the lighthouse that's like, they're handling it for me. So at least when they come home overtired, overstimulated, done with their day, and you know you're only going to get 1.5 pieces of shit ravioli into them, that you can go, no, it's okay. They had a really good lunch.
Yes.
They had healthy snacks.
Totally.
So it's like, if it isn't that really good lunch, you're like, fuck, the hardest time of the day, I've got to try and get some nutrients into them. You know, I can see where that's the stress.
100p. I'm going to do a 180.
Yeah.
I'm doing a 180.
Change your fucking mind.
I've changed my mind.
Yeah. Queen. Queen behavior.
I would say something.
Yeah.
Do you know why? I had a little bit of a light bulb moment.
Okay.
A daycare is a business and I'm trying to apply how I would feel about a product arriving at my home that did not match the description.
That's it.
In the same way as a daycare is, let's call it a product. What?
I'm just imagining Pamela being like, no problem, no problem. And then the menu comes out next week and it's like white bread Devon sandwiches with tomato sauce. Solve the problem.
I want to meet Pammy. I want to give her a hug. What's going on for you, babe?
You're right, babe. Who hurt you?
Why did you take up this role as chef?
Oh, well, of course we've solved nothing, but we'd love to get your thoughts.
Rebsy, before we finish this episode,
yes,
can I quickly ask you, as the parent who is our peek into the future, for those who are deep in the trenches with kids younger than, let's say, 5 and below, do older kids become less fussy?
No.
Or are they more specific but can ask for what they need?
Yeah, I think you get into rhythms of like, oh, Isla loves hummus and that's like a really nutritious, great snack for her. And like, so I just always need to have hummus on hand. You know, Teddy hates eggs but loves chicken. You know, Isla doesn't love chicken as much. You know, you just get your things that you know if you've got them on hand and that you've always got something to offer that's like, you know, a
Are
bit of nutrition.
Fickle?
Yep, change all the time.
Okay.
We'll have a whole month of loving steak and then it'll be like, I hate steak. And it's like, cool.
Oh, okay.
But it's less, you know, they don't throw it on the floor and refuse to eat nonstop like a toddler. Like there's always a solve. It gets a little bit easier. Anyway.
Well, there we go. Thank you for being a carrier of the hope flame because we all need it. Honestly, I look to you and I'm like, all right.
I fucking love these daycare dilemmas because it just makes me feel so fucking happy to be out of that time.
You hear that, DLs?
I do think of those squishy arm cuddles and like, you know, all that beautiful toddler time of my little kids' personalities. But then I'm also like, that was a stressful, expensive
ball ache
of an anxiety-ridden time. And I'm really glad to be through it.
100p. Well, DLs, as always, we appreciate you joining us on a Friday for a Bestie Hotline.
We hope you can have a wonderful weekend. Don't forget to subscribe if you're not a subscriber yet, if you would like to be in the running for the golden ticket lunch.
Rebsy and I are so excited into a new subscriber show, More Time For This, where we get to do more these style of chats.
More of this. Mm. More of the things you love, more of the things you've asked for. Just more, more, more.
Gimme.
More.
Gimme. Gimme.
Have a great weekend.
Bye-bye.
Bye.